إن الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وله الحمد في الآخرة وهو الحكيم الخبير يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو الرحيم الغفور نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له لا شريك له في ألوهيته وربوبيته ولا سهيم له في وحدانيته وفرضيته وصمديته فجل جلاله وتقدست ذاته عما نواله سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون ثم أشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وهادينا وقائدنا وطبيب قلوبنا وأرواحنا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي قال تعالى في شانه وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى فبلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده فصلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا معشر الحاضرين من الإخوان والأخوات المسلمين أوصيكم ونفسي العاصية بتقوى الله عز وجل أولا وآخرا كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وأما بعد فإن موضوع خطبتي اليوم بإذن الله سبحانه وتعالى هو ليلة الإسراء والمعراج فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم كتابه الوجيز ومنزل خطابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير وقال سبحانه وتعالى من قائل في مقام آخر ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى أفتمارونه على ما يرى ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى إذ يغشى سدرة ما يغشى ما زاغ البصر وما طغى لقد رأى من آيات ربه الكبرى صدق الله العلي العظيم My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we are already in the days of the month of Rajab and this month is going to be a conclusion. There are authentic narrations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the journey that is known as Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj on the 27th night of Rajab. So this is the very relevant time and that's why I have chosen the topic of my khutbah today about the same Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. The night journey, that is the meaning of Isra, and the ascension, that is the meaning of Mi'raj. Both of them, they have been supported by the ayat of the Quran and then many ahadith on this topic. But I have quoted these two ayats from the Quran that there is no room for anyone, astaghfirullah al-azim, to deny the ayat of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Suratul Isra, and by the way, this surah also is known as Surat Bani Israel. This is surah number 17, very beginning ayat, ayat number 1. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Subhanalladhi Asra. Glorified is he who took in the night time his abd, his slave, yani Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the part of the night from Masjidul Haram, that is in Makkatul Mukarrama, ilal Masjidul Aqsa, to the farthest mosque, that is Masjidul Aqsa in Jerusalem, nowadays known as Palestine. Alladhi barakna hawlahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Al Masjidul Aqsa is also the holy site among the holy sites of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have blessed the vicinity, the area, the surrounding, the neighborhood of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, alladhi barakna hawlahu. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has given the objective and the goal of this journey that was very special, very first time and never happened after that. First and last time, only to one prophet among all other messengers and among all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا. The objective and the goal was so that we show him, our servant and our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of our signs, of our ayat, the big signs of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing and is all observing. So this is the translation of this ayah that I have quoted. So when we talk about any story, about any happening, so the very first thing that the educated people and qualified people, intellectuals, they see the source of that news. News agency. What is the news agency? What is the source of this news? So if you take it from that perspective, so we have two most authentic sources of this story of Isra wal Mi'raj. And the very first authentic source of this is the Quran itself, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said that in Surah Najm and in Surah Isra. So by the way, the second reference that I have quoted the ayat from, it was Surah An-Najm, that is Surah number 53. And in that Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talked about this journey. Actually, there are two parts of this journey. One is ground transportation and one is to the space and heaven and above the heavens. So the first part is called Isra. Isra means nocturnal visit, going in the night time, visiting in the night time, traveling in the night time. This ground transportation or ground journey, it is called Isra. The second part that started with Masjid al-Aqsa or from Al-Masjid al-Aqsa, that part is called Mi'raj. And the Mi'raj, the meaning of Mi'raj is ascension. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has talked about one part of the journey in Surah Al-Isra, the second part of the journey in Surah Al-Najm. So two parts of the journey have been mentioned in the Quran in two different surahs and two different ayat. Then the second most authentic source after the Quran for the Muslim Ummah, the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the authentic ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And both of them, they are known as Quran and Sunnah. So what could be the best evidence better than the Quran and the Sunnah? And when it comes to the hadith, so make this very clear in your mind, clarify this issue, that there is classification in the hadith. Many ahadith are classified by the most authentic hadith, the sahih hadith. And there are among the collections of the books of the hadith, the two of them, they are on the top. Then they are Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. They are known as Sahihain. And what the ulama of Islam throughout all these centuries, they have said about Al-Bukhari, it is very famous phrase, probably you have heard it, Inna asahal kutubi ba'da kitabillahi al-Bukhari. The most authentic book among all the books after the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sahih al-Bukhari. Subhanallah. So if you find any story, if you find any narration in Bukhari, on the top of that you again find in Sahih Muslim, that the hadith or that narration comes very close to the information from the Quran. That is called muttafaqun alayh or agreed upon. Now when it comes to the narrator of those ahadith, how many people they narrated this story? By the way, the hadith of Mi'raj was not narrated by only one sahabi or two or three. There are 28 great sahaba, great companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who have narrated this story in the ahadith. So how can someone imagine that all these 28 great sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala, can narrate something that was not true. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. So these are the basis of the sources. Now, what was the objective of this Mi'raj? As I just mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, he said, لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا, so that we can show him our ayat and our signs. Now the question is that it was only for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has extended this observation of his signs to different messengers as well. So we find in the ayat of the Quran that this observation, I'm not talking now about the Mi'raj specific, but general observation, the practical experience, it was not only for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed the signs of his qudra, to his of his power, to many other messengers. For example, some of them like Ibrahim alayhi salam. About Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah said in the Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. And like that, we show the ayat of our, the signs of our kingdom in the heaven and in the earth to Ibrahim alayhi salam, so that he become among the muqineen. Muqin from yaqeen. So his yaqeen and his iman becomes more stronger. It gets strength after the observation and the practical experience. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about Musa alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed him as his messenger, he said, لِنُرِيَكَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا الْكُبْرَى. Allah has given him some mu'jizat, some miracles. And then he said to Musa alayhi salam, so that we can show you from our great signs. So showing the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was not exclusively for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our own Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but their different other messengers and the Prophets of Allah, they have been shown these signs also, different signs. Again, it was not specifically the Mi'raj. Mi'raj was only given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now the question is that what is the reason for showing extra signs to the Anbiya and Messenger? The answer is that our primary condition of the iman, of the belief, of the faith, my faith, your faith, every believing man and woman's faith is iman bil ghayb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put out a condition that your iman is not iman until you have the iman in ghayb. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has defined muttaqeen in the very beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. So the very first quality before performing the prayer, before giving the charity and zakat and all that, Allah says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who have iman in ghayb. And there are so many things related to ghayb. Iman in Jannah, iman in the hellfire, Jahannam alayyazu billah, iman in the Akhirah, iman in the Day of Resurrection, iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, and the iman in his angels. All these are ghaib for all of us, but we believe in all that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted his messengers, his prophets, so that they can see by their own eyes, they have practical experience and observation of these ghaib, so that their iman should be shooting to the highest point. And when they come back and when they are starting, you know, the preaching about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and about this deen, so each and every basic concept should be very clear to themselves first. That was the reason of this showing the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and as I was studying a very interesting another point, that when it comes to the knowledge of certainty, surety, there are three stages of our knowledge. One stage, and by the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has approved and he mentioned these stages of the knowledge. Don't you find in Surah Takasur what Allah says, Alhaakumut Takasur Hatta Zurtumul Maqabir. Keep reading and then you will say, Kalla Sawfa Ta'lamun Thumma Kalla Sawfa Ta'lamun Kalla Law Ta'lamuna Ilma Al-Yaqeen Latarawunna Al-Jaheem Thumma Latarawunnaha Ayna Al-Yaqeen. So these are three stages of the knowledge. One is Ilmul Yaqeen. The second called Aynul Yaqeen. and the third called Haqqul Yaqeen. Let me give you just a brief example and inshallah you will be better understanding this concept. If someone has seen a smoke, so smoke is the sign for the fire. So as soon as you see the smoke, you believe that there must be the fire. This is the first stage that is called Ilmul Yaqeen. You got the knowledge through those signs. Then you walk to make your belief more stronger and you reach to the location of the fire and you have seen the fire by your own eyes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, your physical eyes. Now you are looking, yes, there is a fire. So now your state is moved up and now this is called Ainul Yaqeen. Ain means eye. So this is the eye. And in Arabic it's called Laysa al-khabaru kal-mu'ayana. The news or any kind of narration is not like the mu'ayana. If you look by your own eyes, there could be no better than knowledge than this Ainul Yaqeen. The third, the topmost level is practical experience of that knowledge. Now if a person is looking at the fire also, but he does not know that what is the quality, what is the work of the fire, until he touches the fire. When someone is touching something, then is getting the practical experience and observation, and then his observation is complete. That's highest level is called Haqqul Yaqeen. So what we do have, this is all Ilmul Yaqeen, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed all these to his messengers with Ainul Yaqeen and Haqqul Yaqeen. So that was the reason for all these mushahadat and observations. Possibility, this is another point. Some people they talk about logically, they try to find the reasons and logic and rationale and all that. So inshallah I will quickly touch on both aspects, logically, but before that religiously. The religious aspect is that, do we have the belief in the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes, alhamdulillah, we do. We always recite in the Quran and we believe strongly, Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is powerful. He is able to do everything, whatever mumkinat, whatever is there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got the ability. He says, Kun fayakun, that is our strongest belief. So it is not out of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the religious daleel. And the logical, there was a scholar, he was mentioning that during 18th century, that was the time of rationality. People, they were going after rationalism, rationalize this thing, then we believe. He said, now we are in 21st century, that rationalism is gone. Now the theories of the science have been changed. This is not the time of the physics of Newton. This is the time of the physics of Einstein. Now the modern science also says that if a body, human body or any body, moves with the speed of the light, it travels with the light speed, it can reach to any destination within no time. That is the light speed, and it is possible. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has the power, and he can take his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he can bring him back to the same moment as we have been studying. I'm not going in detail what happened when the Prophet ﷺ said that I made the wudu and when I came back, still the water was flowing, right? So it was within no time. So it is not in any way out of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who made this universe? Who created this universe? Who created this time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the maker of all this time, who is the maker and the creator of the universe. The time is in his hand. If he can suspend the whole universe for some period of time, it is possible. And he can release it again. So there are so many reasons to believe that it was possible. And by the way, the last point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted this mi'raj spiritually to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam several times. And again, there are so many authentic ahadiths on that. But one time in his life, it happened with his body, jasad, that's called jasad ashraf, jasad athar, his blessed body, and the ruh both. And that is the aqeedah of the ulama, alhamdulillah, throughout the centuries of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our iman after studying all these ahadith and the ayat of the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to reflect on the messages and on the lessons of Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimin. Innahu ta'ala jawadun kareem, malikum barur raufur rahim. Alhamdulillah, hamdan kathiran kama amar. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu ighaman liman jahada bihi wa kafar. Wa ashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, sayyidul khalaiqi wal bashar. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa 'ala ali sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. خصوصا منهم على الخلفاء الأربعة سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى سائر الصحابة والصحابيات رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين والتابعين لهم من الأبرار الأخيار صلاة وسلام دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. My brothers and sisters, I will just take two more minutes to give you some message of the Mi'raj, and then inshallah we will go for the dua and conclude the khutbah. But before that, I would like to remind all of you inshallah one more time to please move forward and narrow your spaces, shorten the rows so that you can fill up the gaps and provide the room and accommodate to the brothers who are still standing at the door and waiting to come inside the masjid, please. Jazakumullah khairan. Please keep moving. Some of the brothers can go inside the office. There is a space for three, four brothers, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Jazakumullah khairan. The gift of the Mi'raj. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was visiting as the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And this is the tradition that when we also visit each other as the guest, so we exchange the gifts. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has given some gifts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that alam, there was no physical gift, right? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibatu. By the way, it will be surprising for some of you that this is the gift of Mi'raj, that you recite every day in your prayer, At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibatu. All kinds of worship, physical, monetary, spiritually, verbally, whatever you are saying, all kinds of worship are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied him back, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my parents, my mother and father both are sacrificed for the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not forget all of us, his ummah. And he said, Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please include among your blessings, among your rahmah, to all your servants, those who are righteous servants. Peace of Allah be upon all of us and all the righteous people. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. And then the shahada, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Actually, I did not have the time. Maybe inshallah some other evening talk I will give you the word abd and rasul. These two words, they also have a strong connection with mi'raj. What is the meaning of rasul? Rasul is a descending position. It's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And abd is ascension, is ascending position. So abd is higher, you know, position for any servant for every human being. So abadiyat, so it has a very great connection. Inshallah, I will speak on that sometime. But the greatest gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Rasulullah ﷺ, it was your five times prayer, your obligatory prayers, daily prayers. And in the beginning, he made obligatory 50 times prayer. And then the Prophet ﷺ was coming back and he met Musa ﷺ on the sixth heaven. So Musa ﷺ requested him that I have the experience with my people. So you go back, your ummah cannot make 50 prayers. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reduce the number. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started reducing the numbers from 50 to 40 to 30 to 20. And every time he was coming, and Musa alayhi salam was suggesting, go again, and ask for more reduction, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it 5. Still Musa alayhi salam said, go back. But then Rasulullah said, Istahyaitu. Now I'm shy. I'm not going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, Amdaitu faridati wa khaffaftu an ibadi. I have decreed, I have issued my decree, and I have reduced this from my servants. So my brothers and sisters, you think that we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can keep us all 24 hours just making sujood and ruku for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else. But this is out of His grace, utmost mercy and rahmah, that He has given only 5 prayers. And astaghfirullah al-azim, unfortunately, still it is a burden, astaghfirullah al-azim, for some people, those who do not perform even 5 times prayers, those who are neglecting the prayer. We were talking about the other day that how much severe the punishment of those who are not performing the 5 times prayer. There are authentic hadith that the punishment, the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those people is ahqaba. Ahqaba means centuries, years and years. So we should not take it light. We should take it very strong, very seriously, this matter. This is the utmost duty of a servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perform the prayers. And by the way, this salah is the mi'raj of every mu'min. As-salatu mi'raj al-mu'mineen. These are the words of the Prophet ﷺ. So I'm talking about and reminding myself first and to you, especially in the context of our community. We are not still there yet. Let me very frankly to all of you, I'm one of you, and I see in our masjid that how many people are attending the prayer. So please take it seriously and attend the masjid for your prayers, so that it can show that alhamdulillah we are very punctual and we are not neglecting or missing the prayers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us inshallah to the strong believers and to punctual to our duties inshallah. Allahumma أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف جميع المرضى من المسلمين اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا عسيرا إلا يسرته ولا كربا إلا فرجته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته وغفرت له ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اجعلنا في عبادك الصالحين اللهم اجعلنا في عبادك الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعزوا وجلوا وتموا وهموا وأكبر أقيموا الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله